Good afternoon. I'm Pat Morrison. The quest for a vaccine for the HIV virus has been something of a holy grail in medicine for nigh on to two decades now. And now there is work being done through UCLA and the AIDS Research Alliance of America about a trial for something called a prime boost HIV vaccine. Dr. Stephen Brown is medical director at AIDS Research Alliance of America. Thank you, Dr. Brown, for being here.
Hi, thank you.
What is a prime boost HIV vaccine as opposed to a regular vaccine?
Well, in a prime boost vaccination technique, what we do is we use first one approach for vaccination, which we call a prime, and then after that prime, we then boost using a different approach. So that's a prime boost approach. It's basically presenting the immune system with two different ways of looking at potential parts of viruses that could be deadly, like HIV.
So am I correct that when most vaccines are crafted, they've got either a live or a killed virus in them, which is some elements of the very thing that they're supposed to prevent? Is that the case here?
No, you're exactly correct. I mean, the traditional vaccines have been created using either dead or attenuated, what we call weakened strains of the actual disease organism that you want to target, but that's not the way that we're approaching this with HIV. We obviously have very serious questions about injecting people with HIV, so that is not what we are doing at all. Instead, what we're doing is we are presenting or showing the immune system parts of the virus that it would see if it was to get an infection. But it's not all of the virus or all of the parts, and we're doing that in using two different approaches.
So how do you simulate the presence of HIV to get the same reaction from the immune system that you would like to do, get, say, in a flu vaccine, which sees something that's flu and learns how to defeat it?
Well, that's actually a very good question. The flu vaccine, most of our vaccines actually work on producing what we call antibodies that attach to viruses. Antibodies against HIV, the large majority of them, don't actually work very well. So we're using a different approach in which we're using the part of the immune system that creates cells that are targeted towards different approaches. And what we're doing is we're taking genes from HIV that produce a couple of the pieces or a couple of the parts of the structure of the virus. And we're using other approaches to make those parts so that your immune system is going to see the part that it would see if it was to get infected.
So, and I read this here that what you're looking at is a kind of vaccine that could delay the onset of illness, even if it doesn't prevent HIV infection, and reduce the transmission of the virus to others. So it isn't necessarily a preventive, but a mitigator. Is that right?
Right. Most vaccines generally are what we call prophylactic or preventative vaccine. They try to prevent you getting the infection. What this approach, what we're doing, is we are going to attempt to modulate the body's reaction in such a way that the body is better able to control the virus. And if the body is better able to control the virus, there should be one less virus in the person's blood. That's our main target. And when people have less virus, generally they need, they can wait longer until they can start medications. And also because they have less virus in the blood, they're less infectious if there's an accident during sexual behavior or things along those lines. So reducing the viral load of someone, let's say by, 90% would be quite a significant factor.
There is a clinical trial, a vaccine trial, beginning in Los Angeles on a new HIV vaccine. It's in collaboration with UCLA and the AIDS Research Alliance of America. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Stephen Brown about this, call us here at 866-893-KPCC. That's where you can let us know your questions, at 866-893-5722, or you can also send them through to us on the Pat Morrison blog or the Pat Morrison page at kpcc.org. Dr. Brown, you've already picked all the people who are in your trial. Who are they? How many are there?
Actually, we are just launching the trial, so we've not picked everyone on a trial. Today is our day in which our first patient has entered the trial and actually today has received his vaccination. So in total, there will be over 1,600 patients at 14 sites around the United States in 12 different cities. And if people are interested in the trial, we have information on our website, which is AIDSResearch.org. AIDSResearch.org. Or there is a special website, HopeTakesAction.org, which is a website devoted to this vaccine study.
And
HopeTakesAction.org.
We'll have those on the KPCC website. You can go to the Pat Morrison page and find both those websites. Dr. Brown, are you looking for people who do not have AIDS or HIV?
Yes, so we're looking for sexually active men who have sex with men between the ages of 18 and 45, and they have to be HIV negative. For reasons that are related to results from a prior study, we want them to be circumcised, and then there are some other things that we look for in terms of their general health and healthy immune system.
Dr. Brown, why is the HIV virus so stubborn, so elusive for a vaccine? Because, you know, once the way to vaccinate somebody became known, I think in the 18th century, people kind of realized that, well, all you do is mess around with different formulations of any particular bug, and you should be able to concoct a vaccine along the same basic recipe. What is it about HIV that has eluded that?
Well, I think there's 2 points to be made here. First, you know, we are going on 26 years, and that is taking a long time. But actually, historically, it's taken many years to produce certain kinds of vaccines. For example, the polio vaccine was discovered in 1908, and we didn't have our first vaccine until 1955. So that took 47 years. But what makes this virus so difficult to create a vaccine against is that it actually attacks that part of the body which is responsible for defending the body. It actually attacks the defenses itself. So this makes it very, very difficult. And the virus is very clever. It mutates. It avoids the normal kinds of reactions to the body. Our antibodies that we produce don't seem to work very well. The cells that recognize this HIV in infected cells tends to mutate so that, you know, they're what we call escape variants. It's a very, very tricky problem. It's almost as if, for example, you took all the policemen off the street or all the military and attacked them first before, you know, you then started going after banks. It would be very difficult to, it really is the heart of the immune system that is being targeted by this virus.
Dr. Stephen Brown is medical director at AIDS Research Alliance of America, which, in conjunction with UCLA, is launching a new HIV vaccine trial in Los Angeles. You can find out more about it by calling us here at 866-893-5722. 866-893-KPCC. Dr. Brown, there was an earlier vaccine clinical trial in Thailand that originally had people hoping it would be successful. It turned out not to be so much.
Well, I'm not sure that I necessarily agree with that assessment about the Thai vaccine not being so much. I think that in actuality, there was a glimmer of hope because this was the first time that we did see something that appeared to have some modest effect. The fact that a second analysis didn't show this is not surprising at all. Basically, in the second analysis, what happened is they eliminated a lot of infections, and only looked at people who did everything particularly perfectly. Well, that's a very good way of looking at it, but unfortunately what that does is it eliminates the total number of people that you're looking at in the study who became infected, and that weakens the study. That makes it difficult to find a statistical result. So I think time will tell a little bit more about that particular study. I think there's more there than people who claim that nothing was seen.
Dr. Brown, Mike is on the line from Hollywood with a question. Mike, go ahead. Mike, you're on the air.
Dr. Brown, my name is Mike, and I was calling to find out what is kind of the end goal of the vaccine research. Is it just to limit the infection rate, or is it to completely eliminate it?
Well, in this particular study, this is what we call a bridging study. So the end point that's going to be measured is the how much virus is present in the blood in those people who get infected, and looking at hopefully what we would hope to see would be much less virus in the blood of people who received the vaccine versus those who did not. Those patients would probably need to go on treatment much later than other people, and they would also be much less infectious. So that could also prevent other infections. But the other parts that we're really looking at as well is there's extensive analysis that's going to be done looking at people's immune system and how they reacted to the various components of the virus. And this is really going to give us a tremendous amount of information and inform all the studies coming on. I think, we are still learning from the studies that, quote, have failed about how to do studies and how to complete them and what to look at in their samples. And so with every study that we get, and this one is very, very complex and very complicated in terms of its laboratory analysis, we're going to learn a lot about how the immune system, the human immune system responds.
Dr. Brown, are these incremental steps toward a vaccine that maybe everybody would eventually get that would actually prevent the HIV virus, or is that a different kind of path of research altogether?
No, I think you've hit it on the head. This is part of what we call I wouldn't call it incremental, but it's learning about how to make a vaccine against HIV is kind of an iterative process. We learn a little bit with each step what works and what doesn't work, and then that when we figure out what works, we can hone our efforts so that more of the approach that seems to be effective is engineered. And there probably will not be one, quote, virus, or one, quote, vaccine that's going to be a cure. The first vaccines that are effective that will be licensed may be a combination of different approaches being used together and may prevent 50 or 60% of infections. And then more studies will be done, and we'll hopefully get that up to, the 80-90% prevention rate that we like to see in our normal vaccine.
All right.
Research.
Dr. Brown, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you very much, Pat.
Stephen Brown, Medical Director at AIDS Research Alliance of America, which is launching an HIV vaccine trial in Los Angeles today. They're still looking for volunteers. You can go to the Pat Morrison page of the KPCC website, and we'll have the websites where you can go to volunteer for these clinical trials.